Welcome. Today we're exploring the fascinating world of prefixes in the English language. Prefixes are letters which we add to the beginning of a word to make a new word with a different meaning. Let's start with the prefix un, which means not or opposite of.
When we say unhappy, we mean not happy or feeling sad. Uncertain refers to being unsure or lacking confidence. Unlucky describes someone who has bad luck. Unacceptable means something that is not acceptable or satisfactory. Unfortunate refers to an event that is unlucky or regrettable.
Next is re, which means again or back.
Redo means to do something again, like fixing a mistake. Rewrite is to write something again, often with changes. Replace means to put something new in place of something old. Review means to look at or examine something again. Rebuild means to build something again, usually after it has been damaged.
Moving on to DS. This prefix means not or opposite of.
Disagree means to have a different opinion or to not agree. Disappear means to go out of sight or become invisible. Dishonest refers to someone who is not honest or truthful. Dislike means to not like something or someone. Disconnect means to detach or sever a connection.
The prefix non means not.
Nonsense refers to something that does not make sense or is silly. Non-traditional describes something that does not follow traditional practices or norms. Non-profit means an organization that does not aim to make a profit. Non-existent means something that does not exist. Non-human refers to something that is not human.
Let's look at mi-eyes. This prefix means wrongly or badly.
Misunderstand means to interpret something incorrectly. Misplace refers to putting something in the wrong location. Mislead means to guide someone in the wrong direction or deceive them. Misspell means to spell a word incorrectly. Misjudge refers to forming an incorrect opinion or estimation about something.
Finally, im. This prefix means not or opposite of.
Impolite means not polite or lacking manners. Impossible refers to something that cannot be done or is not possible. Immoral describes behavior that is not morally right. Imperfect means not perfect or having flaws. Immovable means not able to be moved.
And that's a quick overview of common prefixes and how they modify the meaning of words. Understanding these prefixes can help you expand your vocabulary and better understand the nuances of the English language.